Okay. Welcome to the Manasquan School District. My glasses. Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole Meeting and Regular Public Board of Education Meeting for August 13th, 2020. Due to statewide prohibition of public gatherings, this meeting will be held virtually and streamed live to the public. Please visit www.manasquanschools.org for information on how to view and participate. Call to order, 48-hour notice. Opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by the publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and within the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. Roll call.
Mr. Balderman.
Present.
Mrs. Bassone. Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Fiore. Mr. Hobbiter. Mr. Angolia.
Here.
Mr. Lenhart. Mr. Loffredo.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Pollock.
Here.
Mr. Serena.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Mission statement, Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to ensure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Acceptance of the minutes. Recommend the acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of July 21st, 2020. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reason for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes. Fred.
Second.
Tom.
Correct.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Angolia.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock. Mrs. Pollock.
Welcome yes. Back.
Thank you. Mr. Serena.
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, there are no student board representatives reports for this month, so we'll move on to our presentations. I'll turn it over to Dr. Tajian.
Thank you, Mr. Catani. Good evening, Board of Education. Everybody received the Charting Our Course Restart Recovery Plan to Reopen Schools for Fall 2020, our remote learning plan. Does anybody have any questions about that plan? This plan was revised and distributed on July 31st to the public in a timely fashion so they could sign up for the remote learning, which I'll go over the numbers in a second. But first, does anybody have any questions about our plan as it stands?
Hey, this is Martin Burns. Frank, it's my understanding, and I didn't get an opportunity to review it fully, that there was some additional guidance that the governor issued today. Will we talk about how, if at all? I mean, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to review it, if in fact it's at all applicable to us. Do you know if that guidance that was issued today would impact that?
with the guidance that the governor put out today impact our virtual learning plan that we have in place? Is that your question, Martin?
No. Well, it more from the summaries I read, it would impact the in-person learning.
I'm going to say no. From what I read today, yeah, I'm not aware of anything impacting our in-person learning. If there's something that you know that I don't, please share.
No, it's just my understanding there was some guidance issued today, and that given I was in the office all day today, I didn't have an opportunity to review it. I wanted to know if you had an opinion as to whether or not it would have impacted anything.
No, and I haven't heard from any other superintendent in regards to that either. There's usually a forum that goes back and forth between us, and I don't see that impacting us, either plan that we have. And our plan has gone into the county, and we've heard nothing. The county has had our plan for 2 weeks, both the virtual plan and our plan to come back to school, and I haven't had a word from
is now them. Exiting.
So I think we're good.
Okay, thank you.
I think out of our plan, one of the most important pages on our plan was actually the last page, which gave the restart at manasquan.k12.nj.us, of which we fielded 120 questions from the community and daily returned the answers to the questions that we received. So we've had the dialogue going back and forth with the community. As we speak, as of August 12th, in the high school, 8.8% of our student body now in the high school as of today totals 1,010, have opted to be virtual. We have 15 ninth graders, 23 10th graders, 27th 11th graders, and 24 12th graders. In the elementary school, which currently totals 507 students, we have 6.5% of our students have opted to go virtual. And in the kindergarten, we have 2. In the first grade, we have 3. In second grade, we have 2. Third grade, we have 4. Fourth grade, we have 5. Fifth grade, we have 2. Sixth grade, we have 4. Seventh grade, we have 6. And eighth grade, we have 3, totaling 31. So we have 89 in high school and 31 in the elementary school who've chosen to go virtual. Saying it another way, we have 91.2% of our student body in the high school who'll be returning to school physically, and we have 93.5% returning to school in the elementary school. So I think that speaks well for both the plans and for our teachers. Our staff does a wonderful job. I've said that for the last 6 years. And in this very challenging time, I think it's evidence for us to see that the students need to be with the teachers in both places. You can't replace a teacher virtually. In the physical environment, they receive so much more. So if I don't hear any other questions from the board regarding our plan, I'm just going to move from the presentation. Anyone? Presentation has been out for over 2 weeks, so I'm sure everybody's well aware of how we're virtually setting up the platform for the continuity of education to continue on that level. Mm-hmm. Okay, that ends my presentation, Gene.
Okay. And there are no principal reports this month, so it'll move us to the public forum session on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event that it appears the public comment portion may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through the presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portion of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment included in this agenda only. But for tonight, we're going to take questions that are either right altogether, either on the agenda or not on the agenda. So any questions we'll take at this time. Not questions, any comments.
Okay, we do have comments, Gene, so I'll start dialing them in as I've done in past weeks.
Unknown participant Hello. Is now joining.
Good evening, Ms. Thompson. Hello, Ms. Thompson.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Pete Crawley from the Manasquan School District. You're on conference call with the Board of Education right now. If you could please I'm doing well, thank you. If you could please introduce yourself with your name, your address, and any groups you're associated with, and then you can make your comment to the Board of Ed.
Sure. My name is Devin Thompson. I live on Parker Avenue in Manasquan, and I am just representing myself as a parent.
Thank you. You can go ahead and make your comment, Ms. Thompson.
Okay. First, I just want to thank you guys, the Board of Education and the Restart team and the administration for working so hard to ensure schools open. There's no doubt our kids have to be in school, but I just have 3 points to address this evening based on our school opening. Real quick. So number one, based on the fact that the school reopening plan was developed prior to Governor Murphy's full day mask mandate, I just asked the board to please consider a half day or a hybrid schedule for the elementary school. There's just not enough studies on prolonged mask wearing, and it's of extreme concern that these kids will now be in their masks all day long. With that being said, I also asked the board to please send out a survey to the parents to best determine the needs of our students, teachers, and families based on a full day in a self-contained class in a mask. And finally, you guys have stated that the mask breaks will be left to the teacher discretion. And I just ask that you provide teachers the safe guidelines for frequency and duration for these breaks and share the plans with the parents prior to reopening. Again, I thank you so much for working so hard on these plans. And I come to you just as a nervous parent, and I truly just have the best interest, not only for the kids, but our teachers, who this is going to greatly impact as well. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Unknown participant is now exiting. Unknown participant Hello? Is now joining.
Hi, Ms. Rose. Good evening, Ms. Rose.
Yes, hello.
How are you? This is Pete Crawley from the Manasquan Public School District. I'm calling, you're on conference call with the Board of Education right now. If you could, please state your name, your address, and the organization you're representing, and then you can make your comment to the board.
Sure. Thank you very much, Mr. Crawley, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. My name is Kathy Rose. I live at 16 Rogers Avenue, and I am just representing myself and my husband as parents. Similar to what Ms. Thompson just shared with you, I would like to express my concern as well for the students going back in the elementary school for 5 full days. We feel like that seems to be a little bit too much for them, a little bit more exposure than we're comfortable with for our children. We know that everybody, as Ms. Thompson said, has been working so hard to get a good, safe plan in place for our students. And not just for our students, for our faculty, our staff, and also family members that all of the people who are entering the school building will be coming home to every day, who might be of high risk. So my request is as well, would you consider amending the elementary school plan to either a shorter day and with fewer days a week with a hybrid plan? That would allow for less exposure and, you know, more cleaning of the school, of the school to ensure that everyone is safe every time they walk in and out of that building. And then I have a second request or question regarding the fully remote option. The plan indicates that the children, at least in the grammar school, would be in a dedicated separate virtual classroom using the Microsoft Teams. So my question is, you know, for that option, can't the students who are going to be doing the fully remote learning option utilize that as well to live stream into the in-person classrooms? Because it kind of feels like maybe those students will be a little bit isolated from, you know, their current friends and the teachers that they know and have come to know and come to maybe hope to get as their next.
I'm sorry, difficulty hearing her. Can she turn off whatever she's listening to?
Yes, I thought I turned it down lower, and I'm so sorry. I think I just had a little feedback with this meeting in the background. Sure. What do you want me to just repeat my second thing about the remote option, or I don't want to repeat it if you heard part of it already?
Yeah, like the last 20 seconds, whatever that was.
Okay. So I think what I was saying was, can you consider allowing those children who are doing the fully remote option at home to utilize that Microsoft Teams and be part of the in-person classroom as it occurs each day, as opposed to putting them into a separate virtual classroom with a dedicated teacher? Because it kind of feels like they'd be a little bit isolated, you know, and from their friends and from the teachers that they may have come to, you know, hope to get in their next year of school. And that was really it, just, you know, asking if you could consider that as well. And thank you very much for all the work that everyone has been doing. And again, thank you for the time, giving me the time to express my concerns tonight.
So, Ms. Rose, this is Gene Catani. I just wanted to say thank you for your comments. And if you'd like to ask a specific question, if you can go to the plan online at the school website, there's an email address right there where you can ask that question about the virtual learning. And you'll get a detailed response.
Okay, I did actually, Mr. Catania. Okay. I did send some questions in already. Yeah,
okay.
And I did get some responses, but I do have a few more questions that I will send in. I just wanted to, you know, take the opportunity tonight to express my thoughts to the board. So,
right.
But thank you for that.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate everything you're doing too.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Unknown participant is now exiting.
Stay. Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Unknown participant is now joining.
Yes, hi, Ms. Bryant. Ms. Bryant?
Yes.
How are you? This is Pete Crawley with the Manasquan Public School District. You're on conference call with the Board of Education. If you could, please state your name, your address, and any organization you might be representing, and then you can make a comment to the board.
Sure. Good evening to everybody. My name is Sharon Bryant. I live at 65 Narumson Road. I'm representing myself as a parent of a rising sophomore and a rising fifth grader. Just a little background, I'm an educator of 21 years and as a teacher and an administrator. So I recognize all of the hard work I know that the administration has been doing to put together this reopening plan. It has been very difficult with new information flying all every day. I also just want to recognize that we're living in a time of real science with new data and new information coming at us and will continue to come at us in real time. It's very, very difficult. So I just wanted to make a couple of points about the reopening plan that I did have concerns with. As stated by a couple of the other parents prior to me, I do have concerns about both the high school students and elementary students wearing masks full day, 7 hours, even with breaks. I do have concerns that they're not going to tolerate that. I don't have health concerns about it. I would be more concerned if they weren't wearing masks, quite frankly, but I do have concerns that they won't be able to comply to wear masks for that long. That's a long time, especially for smaller children. So that's kind of my first point. The second that I wanted to make was the lunch break that they're going to be taking. I was hoping that you would consider a shortened day. Kids would not have to take off their masks to touch surfaces, touch their mouth to eat in this period of not really knowing everything that we don't know, or being aware of everything we don't know. You know, even when these kids are 6 feet apart, we do know that when a kid or a person coughs or sneezes, it doesn't really travel 6 feet. It travels over 20 feet. And if they're sitting there eating lunch together, that's obviously a problem. So that is a concern to me, you know, that we might be able to move to a half day. Instead of, for instance, in the high school having 45-minute periods, you could move to half-hour periods of instruction. And, you know, it is mandated by the governor that we have 4 hours of instruction per day. Most districts that I have been in touch with, because I happen to attend MC3 meetings, which are Monmouth County Curriculum Consortium meetings, I go to them on a professional level every month. Lately, it's been every week virtually, kind of bouncing ideas off each other. Most schools that I've talked to are moving to like a 4.5-hour day for their high school, which includes passing time and half-hour classes. So, and then they are not doing lunch together as to limit that exposure. Instead, they're asking their cafeteria services to do grab-and-go lunches, which a student can access their lunch before they leave for the day in like a bag fashion, in a paper bag fashion. Which would be different than sitting at table and trying to get in between every time that they have a lunch happening. So that was my major second concern. I just wanted to you know, applaud everyone for all of that hard work that I know that we're doing. We're trying to figure it all out. The last point I wanted to make is we did not put in any virtual day for these students and staff. And I do have concerns about that because, and this was speaking to Mr. Burns' point about the governor putting out more information today about what to do when we do have COVID cases in the building. You know, we're gonna have to trace them. We're gonna have to close down some classes, maybe not all classes, but at some point, if we get several cases of COVID, we will be shutting down the building. And, you know, I had concerns about the teachers and the students not practicing virtual instruction at all. So that happened, that I don't know what and how to in that format. So they're my main three concerns. You know, I would like you to look at a shortened day with no lunch, and perhaps putting in that virtual day for practice about, you know, how we do that when that does happen at certain points in the year. That also would allow for a deep clean of building without people in there. So if anybody has questions for me, and I appreciate you listening, I know the goal is to stay open and keep kids with those teachers and everybody safe. And we all, I know, want what's best for the kids and the students, and we're gonna move with whatever information we get at that moment. So I appreciate you listening.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bryant. Appreciate it.
Unknown participant is now exiting.
Calling somebody.
Yeah. Unknown participant is now joining.
63252 is not available.
Unknown participant is now exiting.
Quick question. How many callers do we have?
12.
Sorry?
12.
12.
12.
Unknown participant is now joining.
Hello, Ms. Thaddeker?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Pete Crowley with the Manasquan Public School District. You're on a conference call with the Board of Education. If you could, please introduce yourself with your name, your address, and any organization you may be representing. Then you can give your comment to the board.
Sure. So my name is Kate Badeker, and I currently live at 30 Beams Terrace in Manasquan. I graduated from Manasquan High School in 2013. So I just wanted to start off by thanking the board for letting me speak and make a comment. So I'm speaking regarding the district equity committees that stemmed from the petition that Emmy Montgomery brought forward to the board a little over a month ago. So I wanted to thank the Board of Ed for creating these committees and listening to some of the things Emily had to say. It's definitely a step in the right direction on creating a more diverse and inclusive environment at Manasquan High School. And I'm very proud of Manasquan for that. I'm urging the board and administration to consider bringing in people from outside of the school district to work as additional members of these committees. I have no doubt that the members of these committees at the moment, the faculty and staff, deeply care about the work that these groups were created to do. I just think it's important to keep diversity at the forefront of every aspect of those groups, and that includes the members within them. And I know that Emily is working with professionals right now who have expertise in implementing diversity within curriculum, and I would consider you to work closely with her and her contacts if you could.
Can you turn down?
And that's all that I have to say.
Okay, we missed the last 20 seconds of that, if there was some other noise in the background.
Okay, I'll just wrap up the end.
We heard you say you'd like us to bring in outside professionals and involve other people, and we just didn't hear the ending part.
Yeah. What I was saying is that Emily, who created this petition, is in the process of working with professionals like that right now, who are experts on making diverse educational curriculums. So I would urge you to use her and her contacts, the committees, if they could.
Okay.
And thank you. That's all I had to say.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Hey, Gene.
Yes.
Going forward, when we have a caller, can we give them some kind of preliminary instruction that whatever they're listening to?
Unknown participant is now exiting.
We're meeting that they turn it down.
Got that, yes. Justin? Pete?
I'm on it. You got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Unknown Hello? Participant is now joining.
Hello, Ms. DeWitt. Ms. DeWitt?
Hi, can I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Pete Crawley with the Manasquan Public School District. I'm calling you. You're on conference call with the Board of Education. Hi, how are you doing? If I could ask you, if you are listening to the meeting or anything else, if you could turn that audio off prior to giving your comment. We've been having some issues with feedback. And then if you could, please introduce yourself with your name, your address, any organization you might represent, and then you can give your comment to the Board of Ed.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Marissa DeWitt. Said my address next.
Your name, your address, and any organization, please, yes.
Sure. I live in Middletown, New Jersey. I'm not comfortable giving my full address, if that's okay.
It's okay with me.
Okay. And I represent the Spread Love, Not Hate organization in Middletown, New Jersey. It is not a formalized organization at this time. We're in the process of doing that. But we just had our most recent event in June. It was the first one, and we had it at Middletown High School North. The reason that I'm on this call is in reference to the current agenda items in regards to diversifying the committees and why that they should be diversified. So I'm a graduate of a New Jersey school. In addition to that, I work with four different towns right now on diversifying the curriculum and bringing townships back to their roots. Our organization and what we did, we're alumni from our town, and we're also trying to work with the alumni at Manasquan High School because we have the same values, making sure that our town, the principals stay the same, but also that they offer the recognition and the diversity to those who it may not have been given to in the past. Now, the reason that I decided to come on this call today is because I've been working really closely with some of the alumni from Manasquan High School. And from things that, you know, we've come across, especially in regards to your symbol, your town symbol is actually quite similar to the Middletown Township town symbol. And we're also working to get land recognition for our town as well. And our town is being incredibly progressive. The Middletown Township Public School District is working with us currently. We've been on two social justice committee meetings already to diversify our curriculum and to make steps forward for the teachers to receive their training. And the next on the agenda item that we're going to be discussing is the remaining demands, which include the town symbol. So my suggestions to you and my advice to you are just know that there are other towns that are conservative and that have views that are diverse and that are contradictory and have hesitations. But when you listen and you leave an open mind and you really hear out the alumni and their points of view and know that the future generation is truly where the power is, because they're the leaders. They're going to be the leaders of the world. And the Middle Township School Board, they recognize this, and they recognize in order to do better in their town and in order to serve their community better, they needed to start listening. I don't know if you've ever heard the term, sometimes we just listen to respond and we don't listen to actually hear people. And that's one of the things that we're coming across as alumni all across the state of New Jersey, trying to have our towns and our school districts do better.
Well, Kat, thank you very much. We appreciate that feedback and to hear what other towns are doing.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Unknown participant is now exiting. Unknown participant Hello. Is now joining.
Hello, Ms. Wayne. Ms. Wayne, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi there, how are you? This is Pete Crawley from the Board of Education. If you could please, if you're listening to the meeting or have any noise in the background, if you could please turn that down. After that, if you could please introduce yourself to the board with your name, your address, any organization you might represent, and then you can give your comment.
Yes. My name is Deborah Wayne. I live at 124 Morris Avenue in Manasquan, and I am the parent of two students in the district. I just, again, wanted to voice my support for the diversity, equity, and inclusion petition proposed by Emily Montgomery. I'm pleased that the board has taken the beginning steps to examine issues at Manasquan School District by creating an equity committee. I wanted to urge you, as others have, to utilize people from outside the school district with experience in these issues so that any proposed changes are done in the best way possible. I know that Emmy is working with professionals that have expertise in implementing DEI programs and inclusive environments, and I think you should consider working closely with her and her contacts. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Wayne. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Unknown participant is now exiting. Unknown participant is now joining.
Hello? Hello?
You're on mute, Pete. I don't know if that matters.
That does matter. Mr. Morgan, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
This is Pete Crawley with the Manasquan Public School District. You're on conference call with the Board of Education. Prior to giving your comment, if you're listening to the meeting on YouTube or you have any other noise in the background, if you could please just turn that off to cut down on some feedback. And then if you could please introduce yourself to the board with your name, your address, any organization you might represent, you can then give your comment to the board. Thank you.
My name's Elliot Morgan, born and raised in Briel, New Jersey, currently living in Brick, New Jersey. I am a graduate of Manasquan, class of 1986, football player, baseball player, state championship baseball team. Reason why I'm calling is to in support of the petition to have the Native American logo taken off of the Manasquan logos. The reason why I'm calling is growing up and going to Manasquan and being part of the Morgan family, we were born and raised to know that we're going to play Manasquan football. But when we got out of high school, we knew that's not what defined us. So when I wanted to give an example of changing the logo, when I went to college, when I went to Montclair State, they had just the year before decided to get rid of their logo, which was the Indians. When I arrived there, I wasn't really knowing that, but I was told, you know, you got to pick up your new uniforms. We were then called the Red Hawks after that. There were no protests. There were no transfers. There were no issues whatsoever with the transition to the new logo because, one, as the athletic director said, it was the right thing to do, and two, people knew that they had a job to do either as coaches or players or teachers. And as I got educated and got older, you start to realize that if there's something that is wrong and you have the ability to change it, then you should do that. As a person who's been in law enforcement for 23 years and now in the supervisory position of many people, and also the bias officer for the County of Ocean. There are tough decisions that have to be made, but in every single one of those decisions are being made if they're inside the office as what's best for that office and for the employees of that office. There may be people that don't like your decision or want to try to sway you in a different direction, but you always have to have what's best for the office, what's best for the people in that office and their well-being. And also when I'm out on the road and I'm trying to enforce the laws of the state, I have to make sure those decisions aren't always liked. And I always have to put what's best for the people that are involved, the victims, the suspects, and everyone else that's included. So why I'm saying that is you have people from both sides within the Manasquan District, outside the Manasquan District, that for some reason feel that the logo is something that's part of them or that they own and they don't. And what I want to ask or what I kind of say is if you have the opportunity, which a lot of people don't, if you have the opportunities in your life to make a change that's not going to cost you anything, that's not going to affect you mentally or physically, but it's going to positively influence a group of people and help their cause and help their life, why wouldn't we do it? And so when we think about making a change, and I'm not saying get rid of the the name Warriors. I mean, Warriors can be construed to be whatever. I'm saying when you have an indigenous people and you're using their caricature as yours and not doing anything to support those people and recognize those people, you can make a change by removing that and making Manasquan stand even higher than it is already. So on the other aspect of it with the committees that you have, I just, in my own opinion, I don't think that things can be taken seriously if it's just a group of teachers that are working for the administration and there's no diversity on those committees. If there's going to be some serious discussions that need to be made, you need to have a diverse committee so that you can have both sides and know that when at the end of the day, when you make a decision, you can show like, hey, these are the people that we had come forward with no preconditions, sit down, listen to the information, find new information, and make a decision based on what's best for the kids, what's best for the reputation of Manasquan High School, and for the kids that are going to be coming in after that. And that's basically all I have to say, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. We appreciate your comments.
Thank
you. Unknown participant is now exiting.
Okay. See if you have a voicemail on that one.
Hey Jesse, how do I end this call when it's still calling? If the voicemail doesn't pick up.
I don't see it on my list. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's saying it's calling.
I guess we just hang up.
I don't know if I can. Can you hang up?
Sure. Want me to hang up?
You don't have anybody on. Jesse's on it.
I'm not seeing it on my list, so.
All right, let's call somebody else. There we go.
Unknown participant
Hello.
Is now joining.
Hello, Mr. LeDuc. Mr. LeDuc, can you hear me?
Hi, good evening.
Mute, Pete.
Oh, you're on mute. Yeah, we're good.
I'm not on mute.
No, you're good. Mr. LeDuc, this is Pete Crowley with the Manasquan Public School District. You're on conference call with the Board of Ed. How are you? If you are listening to the meeting on YouTube or you have any other background noise on, if you could please turn that off. After you do that, if you could introduce yourself with your name, your address, and any organization you might represent, you can then give your comment to the board.
Great, thank you. This is Jason LeDuc. I live at 6 Watson Place in Manasquan. I'm representing myself, my wife, and 3 children in the elementary school. I wanted to basically comment on some of the other parents, Ms. Thomas, who was the first individual speaking, as well as others, with our concerns regarding the full day in school process and what you guys are proposing. I know for myself, my kids are not going to be able to accommodate that all day. So I would just recommend and ask you all to consider doing the shortened day. And I also agree with some of the other comments with the grab-and-go lunches for those individuals who need lunches. But not to take up any more time tonight, that's basically my major concern.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your comment. We appreciate you attending.
All right, thank you.
Unknown participant is now exiting. Unknown participant is now joining.
Hello, Mr. Passes? Mr. Passes, can you hear me? Hello there, Mr. Passes.
Yes.
How are you doing? This is Pete Crawley from the Manasquan Public School District. If you are listening to the meeting on YouTube or you're listening to anything else, if you could turn that off prior to your comment. And then if you could start with your name, address, and any group you represent, you can then give your comment to the board.
Sure, thank you. My name is Philip Paces. I live at 19 Main Street in Manasquan. I'm calling on behalf of, my family, but also of what seems to be a growing interest in of parents in both Brielle and Manasquan. My comments aren't directed toward the reopening plan or the equity program, but what it's geared toward is in the event that children are not going to be in school at all, and we're going to be at 100% remote learning, I was interested in hearing what the plan was as it related to the location of the students as well as teachers. There's a group of folks that are with growing interest in both towns, having children at the high school and obviously Manasquan at the elementary, that feel that there were two options would be should be considered. The first is if obviously all the teachers, for whatever reasons, choose to be remote and are going to be home, since we have a 91% interest rate in children being in class, if the concern of the teachers is that of getting infections from the students, perhaps it would be most appropriate to have the students in school. Many parents have already offered to proctor the classes and have the teachers remotely teach into the classrooms from their houses. And that would address a lot of the needs and concerns as it relates to the development of the children, as well as some of the needs of two-parent working homes who aren't able to stay home with their children. In the event that that option is not something that would be considered, the other option that many people have been discussing and would be behind is, I guess, as it relates to what happened before, where all teachers were home, as well as students, communication wasn't always the best. And one of the thoughts is if the teachers are concerned about getting infected from the students, that if we're going to have 100% remote learning, the assumption would be amongst a lot of folks, and maybe this is the plan, so I apologize if it is the plan, that the teachers would be in school in their classrooms, remotely teaching to our kids at home, obviously would have access to their phones, which everybody has in their classrooms, for kids to be able to immediately get instruction. And then perhaps with occasional visits that could be scheduled through the board or through the principals, students could actually maybe come into the class one at a time, fully masked, to get tutoring as needed. I think both of these things ought to be considered. Been trying to reach out to the superintendent. I know he's busy to present to him the support that we're getting across both towns and parents to have these plans be considered, because I think while a lot of effort and time has gone into developing the plans, the virtual as well as the in-class has been already completed, I just was interested in hearing what the thought process was in the event, which doesn't seem that outrageous, that we may end up with a complete virtual program. So those are my comments. I would be interested in hearing what plans you all have in place or it has been discussed in the event that that occurs.
So I'm just going to make a comment. This is Gene Catani, Spaces. I'll make a comment.
Hey, Gene.
Hey.
How are you?
So, good. So just a comment on your comment, because we're not ready to present all that at this point, but we're considering options.
Oh, okay.
And a lot depends on why the school is closed. So, you know, I can't tell you where everyone will be if a school gets closed, because we don't know why, and we don't know what the requirements will be when that happens. So really, a lot of things are on the table right now.
Well, I understand that, but there are only so many reasons why a school would be closed. The number one reason would probably be because we don't have teachers that would be able to be in the schools. I mean, I don't think there's anything growing in the school, but I appreciate your comment.
Yep.
So I guess what we'll do is we'll continue to get the parents together, and then we'll forward on that information to you all, so we can be part of that process, because I think most of us would be interested in what would be required by the board or the superintendent for, if it's consistent with what the requirements are, for you all to push through of one of those solutions, if that's what the folks in town are looking for, assuming, as Mr. Catani's outlined, if those are consistent with the difficulties or barriers set forth by the state. So thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Unknown participant is now exiting. Unknown participant is now joining. Unknown participant is now exiting. Unknown participant is now joining.
Yes. Hello, Ms. Jackridge?
Oh, yes. Hi.
How are you? This is Pete Crawley with the Manasquan Public School District. You're on conference call with the Board of Ed. If I may begin, if you could turn off any noise you have in the background, if you're watching the meeting on YouTube,
sure,
or you have anything else on. If you could introduce yourself with your name, your address, any organization you might represent, and then you can give your comment to the board.
Okay, thank you. Hi, my name is Kelly Jackwitz, and I live at 38 Pierce Avenue in Manasquan. I am a parent just representing my kids. I have three kids at the elementary school, and this will be short because I think my comments have already been touched on, but I just wanted to ask the board if maybe they would consider doing half days for the elementary students, because of the reasons mentioned, the masks, and my concern mainly is lunch and recess and the cafeteria and all of that. That's my main concern. Second, I was listening to the meeting I was listening to the meeting and someone brought up a point that I had not thought about, which I think is a great idea, is to maybe have a virtual day so that in the event that we do go to distant remote learning, that everybody is, practicing and aware of what to do and how that maybe it'll make the transition a little bit easier. So thank you. And thank you for all your hard work in putting this plan together. I'm sure it was not an easy task. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Unknown participant is now exiting.
Thank you.
Your call unknown has been forwarded participant to an automatic is now voice joining. Message system. 5-2. Unknown participant is now exiting.
All right, this is the same one that didn't go to voicemail before, so I think it'll have the same result. So that concludes public comment.
Okay. So that brings us to number 13, or just discussion items for the agenda. And I'll turn that over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you very much. First of all, education, curriculum, and technology. I like to focus on the enrollment at the elementary school. I want the board to understand that our enrollment has been going up in the elementary school in regards to staff members bringing their students to school because of the plan that we have for our physical learning, and that I'm keeping a close eye on our class levels so they remain consistent. Our classes will be leveled so that we maintain the social distancing and the requirements that are necessary to keep our students safe and secure. So my point about the elementary school, I'm keeping an eye on exactly where we are, and as of we speak, we're at a good point. Also, regarding our calendar for the 2020-2021 school year, everybody received a copy of that. And if you notice the graduation dates on the left-hand side, as well as the to be determined, for the things that we will discuss regarding PSATs, back to school, open houses, and so on and so forth. But the focus for this discussion is on the faculty and staff first day, which will be the third, then the Labor Day, which will be 4th through the 7th, schools will be closed, then another in-service day on the 8th. We're having two in-service days this year, the 3rd, and the 8th. On the 8th, we'll be bringing in science learning to have a focus on the mastery of an online platform for learning, as well as a focus on our Canvas platform that we utilize to bring all the teachers up to a level of mastery in certain areas. And that will be conducted by our technology team here. So it's an important day for us on the 8th as we look towards moving into the school year, new school year. Then on the 9th and the 10th, we will have half days for the children coming in. So the teachers will have an opportunity to meet their new classes with the blue and gray days and just focus on the rules, the regulations, and getting the kids, children acclimated to exactly what our new policies are for the school year. Then on the 11th will be a full day on Friday. So those are examples of the changes that were made to the calendar that you received. Any questions about the calendar at all? Also, there's been a discussion tonight about our diversity committee, and I want to thank our diversity committee, and our subcommittee chairs have been appointed. And as you can see, we do have a humanities, a STEM, an arts, an at-risk populations, community culture and symbolism committee, as well as an extracurricular and involvement committee. And the chairs are actively engaged with those members of our committee who are on each subcommittee and focusing on action plans, goals, objectives, and preparing for our general meeting, which we will have again in September, to bring those goals, action plans, and objectives to the general committee for discussion. Also, we have our summer skills program, which will be starting next week. And we have 130 students who have enrolled in the summer school, summer skills program. The summer skills program will focus on language arts, mathematics for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and also for our incoming 9th grade students. And the teachers in those classes, as we said before, are teachers who will be teaching the next grade for the students as they'll be going into those grades. So we're covering the same format as we did with the extended year program, which is coming to a conclusion, which worked out quite well this year. There's social distancing, all the classrooms are cleaned thoroughly, bathrooms cleaned hourly, and we're gradually moving towards the opening of school with each one of our programs. We had 30 children involved in the extended year program. We now have 130 children involved in the summer skills program. And then, of course, we'll have our regular populations in the high school and the elementary school as we start in September. Also, we are actively engaged in our HVAC project as we speak, and we're rapidly coming to a conclusion for that project. The air conditioning in the building will be working by September 8th, when the students will be here. Actually be working by September 3rd, and the teachers are here. However, the heat is something that they're focusing on as a completion date for September as well. So we have the air conditioning is not going to be a problem. We'll be working. They've worked diligently through the summer, and it's been a project that had very few hiccups, so we're very fortunate for that. With that, I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Crowley.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Cajun. I'll be quick. I just want to touch on a couple of things. The first of which is the reason this meeting is being held tonight and not its originally scheduled date next week on the 18th. As board members likely know at this point, but the public might not. Shortly after our last board meeting, we received guidance from the state that we had to pass a resolution by August 14th. Basically addressing the hole in the budget that was caused by the reduction in state aid, the budgeted state aid number. As I've spoken about at previous meetings, our state aid from a what was budgeted standpoint was reduced to $22,385. Just to differentiate that, we budgeted that amount coming in. It still is actually an increase in $10,428 from state aid actually received last year. It's just a decrease in what was budgeted. So, we have to address that by what we chose to do is to address that by bringing surplus funds into the budget to cover that cost. Two other options were given. We could have used emergency reserve or we could have reduced appropriations, none of which were a good choice. Emergency reserve could not, we don't have enough balance to cover the cost, and reducing appropriations doesn't seem like a safe bet when we have a number of unbudgeted expenses being incurred, like PPE and thermometers and you know, all the things you can imagine that are associated with opening school and COVID. So that is that's the bullet under finance. I apologize for the typo. It should read 2021, not 1920. But that's why we're here tonight instead of Tuesday. That is addressed in resolution number 28 on your agendas, if you want to know. Moving to building and grounds and facilities, we're continuing to prepare for next year. We're making good progress in cleaning out the rooms. Mr. Hudson and his team are in the process of socially distancing each classroom, which consists of removing any unnecessary furniture. Teachers are identifying what furniture they might need access to throughout the school year, and we're putting that in what we're calling accessible storage. It's being lined up by room number that they can go to and access as they see fit. So if they need to go pull out a book or a supply, they can do that. Other furniture like extra tables and desks is being put into more longer term storage that is not going to be accessible until we do pull it out. And just finally, an update on the gym renovation project. The gym floor is fully installed at this point, meaning all the wood is laid down. Starting on Monday, the flooring company is going to come back and start the striping process, which is, you know, sanding, staining, and actually making it look like a basketball court. Right now, it's just plain wood. that's laid down, although it is beautiful. The parquet pattern looks great. It'll start looking like a real gym in the coming weeks. That process takes 2 weeks and will conclude before the students come back to school. So it'll be open and available for use for gym when we get back to school, should it be necessary in inclement weather. That's what I have. If there's any questions? No, that's all I have.
Good. And I just call your attention to the new policy that appears that you did receive that's in the portal regarding remote learning options. It's the new first reading. And this particular policy has been focused to ensure clarity and consistency in implementation of the full-time remote learning that we will offer if need be. And there are choices there that you can see. So I ask the board to, you know, take a look at this. I'm sure you will. And then for discussion in the second reading, which we'll have next month. Gene, that concludes the committee of the whole, unless there's questions. Yep.
All right, so we'll move on.
Can I move right to the superintendent's report?
Did someone have a question? This is feedback. Yeah, feel free to move ahead.
Okay. With that, as you can see for the month, since we're not in attendance, there are no fire drill reports or suspensions, and there's all I have to report is in the high school in regards to enrollment. We have 1,010 in high school, and we have 507 in the elementary school, and that's really all I have to report.
Okay.
You have... And we have the director of curriculum instruction has no report this month. The director of school counseling has no report this month. However, what about our assistant superintendent, Mr. Place? Do you have anything?
Just a couple of quick items. Okay. We spoke last month about the redesign of our website. We plan on making that transition sometime tomorrow. So if you happen to go to our website tomorrow or over the weekend, don't be alarmed when it looks totally different. Should be a big improvement. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to begin laptop handouts probably mid next week. As Dr. Cajun mentioned, one of the policies for second reading tonight is the policy 7523, which is the laptop policy, which by the approval tonight will increase the technology use fee from $50 to $60. So we're waiting to get that information out to parents tomorrow, should that be approved with the $60 fee tonight. So that information will be coming out. Again, like we talked about in prior meetings, the process of handing out laptops is going to take a little longer this year because we're having people schedule appointments. We're also going to be giving out laptops to our fifth through eighth graders, the elementary school students, prior to the year starting, whereas previously we used to do that in school. So just because of the logistics of what we have to conform to now, it's going to take a little longer. But that's all I have.
Okay, before we conclude, Gene, I would like to ask the board's opinion of starting our physical meetings at the Board of Education back in September instead of being virtual. I believe we'll be starting school in September, so I think it would be a good move for us to meet as a group in either the media center or our new cafeteria to have our meeting. But this would be your call. I just was bringing up for anybody who had a discussion about this. What do you think?
So the meetings would be the board in person and the administrators would join us. We would just for, you know, to keep the crowd small, we would still do the public comment virtually.
Michael, are you still on?
Yes.
If we meet physically, is there a need to have an availability for the public to be at the meeting? Or could we just go to a call-in system?
Ironically, as it stands as of today, there is a capacity limitation for gatherings indoors of no more than 25 people in a room. Or 25% of the capacity of that room, whichever number is lower. Ironically, I don't know how that affects once kids start going to school, but certainly it does current as of today, it does affect board meetings with regard to that capacity. That being said, and if we want to say that it's a political event or a First Amendment event for the public, that would increase that number to 100 people. Depending on which side of that argument you want to be on, regardless, the district can hold the meeting in person for the board members and the administration to ensure that we're under the number of 25. As long as the district advertises the meeting appropriately with regard to the format, and as long as the district provides an opportunity for the public to see and or hear the meeting taking place and have a portion of the meeting where the public can participate in the meeting during the public portion of the meeting, there's no requirement that the public has to be in the same room as the board in order to conduct the meeting. So you have all those different options open to you.
So then I think Michael agrees with us, Gene, that we can have a physical meeting and we can continue the call-in process and procedure that we've put in place over the last several months, and that Dr. Crowley could just make the phone calls and get the comments.
As long as it is properly advertised that way for the meeting through your public notice for your Open Public Meetings Act, yes.
Yep, we'll properly advertise it as well.
Okay. So we're good for September's meeting to be physical. All righty, that concludes my superintendent's report.
Recommend the approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report. Do we have a motion? Fred, second?
Second.
Bruce?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Ungolia?
Yes.
Mr. Lafretta?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Brings us to the Manasquan.
Can I make one other comment about the public meeting? Because I don't want to forget this, Gene. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
Certainly, as some districts did in the beginning of this pandemic, between March and today, or at least when it first started, board meetings are also permitted to be held basically in a hybrid fashion, both remotely and in person, for board members to even count towards the quorum. Just I want to remind everybody of that fact. So a board member under the current executive orders that were passed back in March and April, board members can be physically absent from the board meeting place, but if they are on the Zoom or the Microsoft or whatever format we're using to participate in the meeting, they will count towards the quorum and be able to vote.
Okay, great.
I apologize if I forgot to mention that.
That's fine.
So having said that then, Gene, any board member who feels more comfortable to be at home will then dial in remotely on Teams the way we've done it. Is that what we're going to do? And then those who would like to be in a physical presence will all meet either at the media center or in the new cafeteria.
Yeah, and we'll be spaced appropriately. Everyone will have their own table.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, Gene.
So that brings us to the Manasquan general items, items 15 through 25. Does anyone need anything separated out? Does anyone have any questions on items 15 through 25? Do we have a motion for items 15 through 25? Anyone that's not muted?
Yes, Fred.
Second, Martin.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Lafretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
brings us to the Manasquan Senate District's general items. Does anyone need anything separated out? Items 26 through 46. Does anyone have any questions on items 26 through 46?
I do. This is Tom. On the item with the Monmouth County inmates, what projects will they be working on, just so people in the public or that are driving by know what's going on?
Yeah, so that's for next summer, actually. They're not working this summer due to COVID. They're restricted in what they can do this summer. So tough to say at this point. We'll certainly get a list of them out prior to their arrival.
Perfect.
Do we have a motion for items 26 through 46?
Motion, Alexis.
Second.
Martin again.
Martin.
Mr. Boldman.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yep.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Ungolia.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carried.
Does anyone have any old business to discuss? Any new business? So that will bring us to executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential and are of one of nine subject matters listed in the section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares that its discussions of the following subject matters will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education that the Board of Education shall go into executive session to discuss the following items: personnel matters, hiring, and superintendent evaluation. Items discussed in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to go in the executive session?
Yes.
Second?
Bruce.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Do we have a motion to reconvene our public meeting?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Roll call, Sandy.
Mr. Boldman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone. Mr. Burns.
Here, or yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore. Mr. Hobbiter. Mr. Ungolia.
Yeah.
Mr. Lenhart. Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
You know, I know you're there. Mrs. Pollock. Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. We have a quorum.
Do we have a motion for item 50, Manasquan personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Mr. Boldman.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Sandy, if I abstain, do we have enough?
Yes.
I'll abstain, please.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Is this the high school or the elementary school?
Elementary.
Elementary.
Yes.
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 Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Do we have a motion for item 51, Manasquan Sending District's personnel?
Yes. Fred.
Second.
Bruce.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Patani.
Yes.
Mr. Angolia.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
I'll abstain on Thomas Pellegrino and yes to everything else.
Mrs. Pollack.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carrie.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.